How the Sycamore Came to Be. Many years ago, there lived a beautiful young maiden called Saika. She was loved by everyone for her kindness and care, for she was gifted with bringing happiness to others. Wherever she placed her feet, flowers would spring up, and whoever's hand she touched found their sadness flew away and they were left with peace, comfort and joy. But one day a wicked magician appeared who was filled with rage and hate for all things good. And when he saw the life and colour that Saika brought, he struck her cruelly, cursing her for all time, saying she would no longer be able to walk around to spread her joy. Saika let out a cry of dismay. She felt herself changing. Her lovely form became still and solid. Her arms stretched out and became like branches and twigs. Her legs and feet snaked into the ground, rooting her forever to one place. But the joy of life that was the essence of Saika could not be contained, and immediately buds began to burst forth. Pretty hanging flowers appeared, followed by leaves that grew into the shape of her hands with five fingers. And before long, fruit formed from those flowers, shaped like helicopters which spun joyously to the ground, and through the long, hard, cold days of winter, the seeds within waited patiently. Come the dawn of the lightening of winter, the seed pods rose up to meet the light and pushed green tendrils into the earth, which then began to grow. Their mother tree, Saika, whispered encouragingly to her children, "More, my children, more!" And quickly, little strong saplings formed, which grew rapidly into trees. From this time, the children of Saika have spread abundantly, taking hold any place that their joyous roots can find. And they are known now by the name of Sycamore. Sycamore.